Hello and welcome to episode 49 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. I'm FlameFlash. We're going to get straight into the Raptor Report. Raptor.com is where you can find me as FlameFlash. And start tracking and comparing and seeing what I've been up to in the gaming world in the last week or longer. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the classic arcade game, actually starts out this week. Little man wanted to play it, so he played it. We experimented with setting up the Xbox on the new TV, finally. Works. Oddly, the RCA cables did not work so well. The colors are just off. So today I used the new HDMI cable that arrived in the mail from Amazon. And now the Apple TV, the PS3, and the Xbox, all three are connected to the new TV via HDMI. They have their own input slots. I'm pretty proud of that fact. But, as I was saying, the colors were off a little bit in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles until I figured out what was wrong. And it's the Ninja Turtles. There's not much one can say. Rocksteady, Bebop, son who doesn't understand that he needs to, you know, jiggle the stick a little bit to break free from the foot soldiers or the Roadkill Rodneys. I believe that's who they are, the robots on this single wheel that then sends out the electric whip. But Mario Kart 7. Also is at the bottom of the list for playtime. Mostly using the notification system, so getting some new ghosts, some new records. Still only sitting on the gold wheels for now, but I'll get there eventually. I will. The Sims 3 for the PC also. Not much new about The Sims right now. One family was set up, complete, was going to move on to the other, and kept getting interrupted. Oh well. World of Warcraft for the Raptor Report. Not a whole lot to report. Feels like we're nicely in holding position until the next expansion at this point. Not a problem that I mind, because I've been going out and getting achievements. Hopefully the achievement-wide system is going to work nicely, even if, say, they continue to a single realm. And boom! There you'll go. On that new monk. Instead of your level 85 druid. Just saying. That's probably what I'm going to do. And Magic the Gathering. Both in physical cards and digital. I believe I got my butt trounced a few times and surprised him a few times. And it was a good game. Good group of games. Went further in the Arch Nemesis mode of the PSN version. And that's about it with Magic the Gathering. Terraria. I blame the kids. I share this time, though, with them because I went mining and digging around and trying to craft some better armor, that kind of thing, for a little while in my own world, but slowly either got tired of it or one of the kids wanted to hop in and use it instead. So that would have been Terraria. However, I did get more playtime with Mists of Pandaria Beta, finally. It's incredible. The monk experience is fantastic right now. That opening island, the only thing I'm seeing is a bunch of trolling between Horde and Alliance. That's always going to happen. The fact that they can communicate with one another is going to cause that to happen. But it's fantastic. monkofmists.wordpress.com has more of my details on that particular stint in the beta. So I'm not going to praise it a lot or possibly slip and give a story spoiler, because I didn't closely read the quests, as I said, so I'm not the best person to ask about spoilers. Now, if you want to know something about the monk experience outside of that, feel free to hit me up. I have flown around ever so slightly on my warlock in Mists beta, but that's about it. Until I can change my talent spec, I'm overly not interested. Just, I want to experiment. I want to test. I can't really experiment and test if I can't change my spec. It's a beta, though. A work in progress. It'll come around. So, new random news that this Gemini enjoyed or was inspired by. Other states, aside from Maryland, are now considering putting a social media password request block law. A Facebook password law. They're going to try to kill those. I approve greatly. The state we live in is on their list, so that will help clear me from any potential wrongdoings. So, aside from protesting against authority a little bit, we also have the fellow who decided that enough was enough, no need to frisk me friskily. I'm just going to strip down into my birthday suit and walk through the metal detector. Oh, look, nothing goes off, so I'm free to go. Thank you very much and goodbye. Now, I totally understand why this fellow was arrested for disorderly conduct and indecent exposure, but it's kind of that catch-22, I think. I greatly approve of what he did in protest, yet it's kind of creepy to think of putting the TSA, poor TSA agents through that. I think I'm leaning on the side of the guy that had the guts to do it, though. That's incredible. I am fortunate that in the few flights I have gone on, I have dodged that particular bullet. So, of course, now that I've said that, the next time I have to go somewhere, it'll happen. Oh well. So, New York, the state of New York, since we're talking about states and laws, is going to the various game publishers, online or otherwise, and saying, help us kick innocent predator, the innocent, the predators of the innocent, that's how I'll say it, off of the games. They're already required to register all of their email addresses, so how hard would it be to get them all kicked off? Wow. I very, very much approve of that plan. I know Red Flare would too. Getting all of those predators off of online games and gaming should be a priority. So, speaking of online gaming, SuperMario4.com has been registered, and I was right. There have been multiple occurrences throughout the week to stress the fact that Super Mario Bros. 4 is what Super Mario World was addressed as over in Japan. So, I still win that one. Take that. So, we have some new... Skyrim is getting a new patch with new verbal connect commands. I can't wait to see some of the wacky YouTube videos that are going to come out of this one. Especially of, say, sister-in-law, who will probably be yelling both obscenities and the dragon shouts, or I'm not at all familiar with that game, clearly. But we'll see how it turns out. Ah. In the WoW beta, though. G. Firepaw. I guess he was complimenting female Pandarans about their appearance and male Pandarans about their strength. And this was kind of bugging some folks and offending others. So, Blizzard cut it out, I guess. They're going to... Pardon me. They're going to... change his phrasing. Oh well. One of the fellows I was following on Twitter had the great idea of just make him compliment everybody on their appearance. So now he is either just this creepy lurker guy or really does swing both ways. Though I can kind of understand why Blizzard would ignore such an idea. Special report though. If you have a Vita and you're interested in playing Montezuma Blitz, you're going to need to put it down occasionally. For instance, lives, it doesn't tell you that you get new lives, but if you wait, they'll come back. And physicist writes a paper on why he shouldn't get a traffic ticket, rolling stop, or something like that. Well, a quote from the news article that fed this to me: the perception of reality did not properly reflect either. So, just watch out for that one. It's going to try to nickel and dime you to death, and you don't have to. Oh. I was on the physicist. My eyes jumped. So, the physicist beats out on this traffic ticket by writing the paper. The perception of reality did not properly reflect reality, is how he words it, and what point. The perception of reality. So, what the officer sees, he's not disputing. What the officer believes they saw, he's not disputing that at all. What he is disputing is that he didn't run the red light. So, his reality was the accurate reality. It's making my Mage the Ascension, you know, the White Wolf pen and paper game, sing. The perception of reality did not properly reflect reality. I think that's true about life. Oh well. So, report player. We now have some new right-click options of report player in WoW. This is a very good thing. Report player for harassment, report player for naming issues, you know, hiding something of profanity in their name. This is good. I mean, the easiest defense is just right-click and choose ignore. Or right-click and report for spam. Then you're automatically ignoring them, at least for that session. This is especially true with, say, that incident that the oldest son had during the Easter holiday week. Just uncalled for. It was uncalled for the guy to even show up and start harassing him. But with this kind of a tool, three people all reporting him should hopefully get something done. But we'll see. This is actually going to be a shorter show, it seems. Not a bunch of news jumped out at me or inspired. And then not a lot of new gaming got to happen either. Do feel free to come by and visit monkofmists.wordpress.com or flameflash.net. There are links there that'll take you to it. Not only am I trying to plan the beta and express my enjoyment of the monk, I also wonder if I shouldn't be, say, trying to get those last little achievements in live World of Warcraft. So probably this weekend I'll go and try to do those as opposed to playing in the beta. Have to wait and see. With that said, we shall wait and see what tomorrow brings. Flameflash on Twitter, flameflash.net, on Facebook, we have a fan page there. Flameflash.net, just out on the interwebs. We also have Monk of Mists as part of the flameflash.net network. And come by and sit a spell. Leave some comments and feedback at podcast@flameflash.net. So, without further ado, I shall let you go. This is Flame Flash, signing off.